And it's time now for our interview segment here on Democratic Talk Radio, and we have a very special guest this afternoon. It's renowned radio talk show host, Mike Malloy. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Sure.
Appreciate it very much. And I've been listening to your programs on and off when I can catch you from Jacksonville, and you mentioned before we started talking that you're syndicated all across the country, basically, but I think I picked you up either in Jackson or Augusta, Georgia.
That would be the two closest to the Middle Tennessee area, that's correct.
Now, you're in Atlanta.
Yes, that's in the Atlanta area, right.
Atlanta area.
We always try to be vague about the exact location.
So they can't pinpoint you.
Because, right, so they can't target a missile from the Office of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying, right?
Oh, yeah, we get some of that, too, because
we're
a militantly democratic talk radio program, and we get a lot of ugly mail.
Oh, yeah.
As you probably get a little bit yourself.
Absolutely.
Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit about your program and what you've been doing before we start talking about our favorite subject, and that's politics.
Well, it would be hard for me to separate the two. That's basically what I do. I came back to the Atlanta area after 3 years working, 3.5 years working for ABC in Chicago, and it was just too weird. So,
kind of surrealistic.
Say again?
Kind of surreal?
It is. I worked for WLS, which is a powerhouse station, but working in that corporate thing in radio is just pretty scary. Came back to Atlanta to go to work for CNN, back to work for CNN as a writer, and then got a chance to come to work for IE America Radio, which is a network owned by the UAW, and they're nationally syndicated. Probably 500 or 600 stations are affiliated. Now, I'm not on 500 or 600. I hope to be.
How unfortunate.
Yeah, really. I hope to be someday. But what we do here, noon to 3 to 6 every afternoon, 3 to 6 Eastern Time, is just go after the Bush administration, the Bush crime family.
That's because that's what we're about here at DTR as well.
Right, and all the aspects that the crime family entails. So that's pretty much what we do.
Okay, Mike, well, let's get right to the heart of it. You know, we hear a Democratic talk radio, and a lot of progressives and Democrats throughout the country think that the Bush administration is corrupt.
I would go beyond that. Corruption is when, I think the corruption is when the local preacher steals out of the collection plate. This administration is criminal. This administration is shot through, first of all, with former convicted felons from the Reagan administration, who were pardoned.
It seemed like the felons kind of lined up as soon as they heard that Bush was running for office.
Really? So to me, it's beyond corruption. When you have Dick Cheney, who during the 90s, his company traded to the tune of tens of millions of dollars with the Iraqis.
You're talking about Halliburton, right?
Halliburton Oil Services, right, and Brown & Root, which was a subsidiary of Halliburton.
Mm-hmm.
When you have that sort of activity, to me, it's not corruption, it's criminal. When you look at so many aspects of the Bush family, going all the way back to Grandpa Prescott Bush, who, when American military were dying in World War II, Grandpa Bush was still trading with the Nazis.
And now, making a killing, too.
Yeah, literally and figuratively.
Mm-hmm.
So this entire Bush family, I think, is riddled with not necessarily corruption, but more like criminality.
But they've sure gotten a free pass from the mainstream media.
Yeah, that darned old liberal news media.
Oh, boy, it runs rampant throughout the country.
Right.
Well, you know, what we can do and what we have to do is, of course, keep investigating this, and that's the hard part, isn't it, Mike, is getting these investigations going with the full kind of measure that they need to be tackled with.
Well, that's true, especially now. The Democrats who control the Senate are terrified of saying or doing anything that could be labeled by the Republicans as being unpatriotic.
Mm-hmm.
This is the shield that the Bush crime enterprise is using right now.
They're using it pretty well, too, boy.
Yeah, and as far as investigative journalism, I'm beginning to wonder where that is. Bob Woodward, of the famous Woodward and Bernstein team, to me has become a complete corporate whore.
He's just a shill.
Right. I don't know where Robert Scheer for the LA Times is great.
Right, doing a good job.
There's people at counterpunch.org. There are writers who are doing a great job. But to find that nationally known writer working for one of the national newspapers, it's going to be hard to do.
It is. And that, I think, is probably the biggest hurdle, don't you think, Mike? Is getting, the information is out there, but but we're not getting it to the people, to the mainstream people that need to hear it so that we can vote these guys out of office, or my preference would be to impeach him personally.
Well, yeah, the problem here, I agree with what you just said, the problem is that Americans, for the most part, get 70% of their news, I've read, from television.
Mm-hmm.
Television news is not a medium of news, even though it is self-described that way. It's an outlet for AOL Time Warner. It's
infotainment. Infotainment.
Right. It's an outlet for the News Corporation, which is Murdoch's outfit. It's an outlet for General Electric,
the Welch Organization, or formerly the Welch Organization.
Yeah, that owns NBC.
Right.
It's an outlet for the Disney Corporation, which owns ABC. So television news is not news, and yet 70% of the news absorbed by Americans comes from television. That's a shame. It's also very dangerous.
It is very dangerous. And unfortunately, when they're getting all of their national and international news in 22-minute broadcasts,
right.
How can you get any kind of in-depth analysis from anything in 22 minutes when half of that 22 minutes is filled with really, really lightweight stuff?
I can't brush my hair in 22 minutes in the morning. Of course, I'm at the age where I more or less arrange my hair.
Right. Me too, Mike. Me too. But I tell you what, that seems to me our biggest hurdle is getting over this huge media hurdle, the lie of the liberal media.
That's where the Internet is invaluable. There's so many websites out there that are interconnected, where the information is getting out. There was just a ruling, I think, yesterday, which would have been Tuesday, by the United States Supreme Court to allow further consolidation of media in this country if it weren't already consolidated in such a few hands. Over-the-air broadcasting, radio and television, newspapers, so on and so forth, cable, is being reduced down to the point where it'll be AOL, Time Warner, and Rupert Murdoch. So the answer to me is the Internet. Thank God Al Gore invented it. But the Internet, where folks can not only stay in touch, but where you have great news sites.
Yep, there are some great sites. And, you know, I kind of think the Republicans are in for a big surprise this election because the last election just really ticked a lot of people off, Mike. And there's an undercurrent, I've noticed, of some of Democratic activism rising after the last election.
I hope so. I truly do. And the thing that disturbs me, though, is what the Republicans wanted to do and to some degree succeeded in the 90s in their unending onslaught on Clinton was to cheapen political discourse in this country to such an extent that they wanted the objective was to turn people off so people would stay home. Now, as you know, politics, like nature, abhors a vacuum. So into that political vacuum comes the right-wingers, which
right.
I think has happened, even though in a fair world, in a just world, George Bush would not be president now, but I think you're right. I think there is a resurgence in, if nothing else, anger. Anger is a great motivator.
Mm-hmm.
And if the common folk, that's people like you and me in this country, get angry enough and talk to other common folk, I think we're going to turn out and defeat this corporate monster that the Republican Party has become.
That's right, and they are just shills for corporate policy. That's all they are now, and it used to not be that way. I think that, when did that happen, in the middle 80s, late 80s? That's kind of my perception.
Yeah, I think so. I think right before the election of Ronald Reagan, which would be back in the late 70s and early 80s, the Republican Party, to whom so many members of my family belonged at one time or another, but the Republican Party lost its soul, lost its heart. It was taken over first by extreme right-wingers, and then the religious right, and now the neo-fascists in this country. And, you know, you don't have to scrape very deep into political soil in this country to find a streak of fascism. Don't forget, in World War II, prior to our getting into World War II, there was the German-American Bund,
mm-hmm.
and there was an awful lot of talk in this country about joining with the Nazis and the British and just blowing the hell out of the rest of the world. So fascism is in this country. We've kind of kept it tamped down.
Uh-huh.
But when you have somebody like the current head of the Republican Party, or the person who's currently in the Oval Office, or the current Attorney General, we're just a hairbreadth away from it.
Or the current Speaker of the House.
Oy.
Boy, I tell you, there's some awfully scary individuals that are running this country, Mike.
Indeed.
And I tell you what, and the only The only way that we have to do it is, like you say, through the internet and at the voting booth. And that is just absolutely fundamental. We've got to get as many Democrats and as many independents over to our side as possible.
I think so. And I think also we've got to educate the Democratic Party that if it doesn't go back to its roots, the progressive roots, the roots of the working class, the middle class, the labor class in this country, then...
Then they'll be successful? The Republicans will be successful in their...
Well, not only that, but if the Democratic Party doesn't respond to mainstream Democrats or to blue-collar or working-class Democrats, then there's going to be another vacuum, and I think this is where the Green Party or any other third party might... It might take them 10 or 15 years to build a power base.
But they could take a very vital 10 to 15
percent
away from us.
That's right.
And
so the Democratic leadership has got to understand that just being a moderate Republican, which is what so many of the
Democrats
have become,
right.
That's not going to get it.
They
have to go back to their Democratic roots.
And not be ashamed of the principles that have gotten us to where we are.
Hallelujah.
The 40-hour work week, vacations, I mean, all kinds of things that we take for granted every single day, Mike, are what the Democratic Party has brought to this country.
Sure, absolutely. Minimum wage, time and a half. Child care, public school, public education
exactly.
As a result
that the Republicans, of course, are trying to destroy.
Right.
And also, along with Social Security, another Democratic program that the Republicans are trying to destroy. Now, they'll get up on the podium and say that, oh, we want to protect it and all that, but look at the way they vote.
Don't you just hate them?
Oh. I tell you what, I'm going to spend the rest of my life working against policies like this, Mike.
I hear you loud
and I plan on living a real long time.
Right.
Well, Mike, I tell you what, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. I thank you for taking the time. Anything you'd like to say before we go?
No, I wish you and your partner, Stephen
Crockett,
both of you the best in what you're doing. I think the idea, democratictalkradio.com, is an excellent idea. And
well, thank you very much. You know, we're working pretty hard on it. It's a labor of love, and we're not getting much help, but we're working real hard.
Well, hang in there, okay?
We sure will.
All right, sir.
We've been talking to Mike Malloy. Thank you very much, Mike.